Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. I'm Lila, and I'm here with Dean Bell, and I'll be reading from Book 6, Your Dream Visions, by Dwayne, the great writer. We will also be discussing the readings. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask them. And joining us tonight also will be Tim von Pinon from Gramps Pass. Welcome, Tim. And I'm so glad that you could be with us tonight. Okay.
Yeah, hi. I'm glad to hear you read too. It's always good to get
you
to pay attention to the
You always have such good insights about everything. It's wonderful that you're here. I feel very, very honored that you can join us and are able to.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Okay. In many different religious rites, there are usually the brides of the founder who give themselves over, such as the Mormons, who have many wives while the headmaster is alive. Then there are the brides of the deceased, who often wear black, which is many times a sign of death, power, and control. It's interesting to note how most people wear black to funerals, and especially women who will become the heirs of what their husbands have accumulated. Sometimes it is so. They are more than happy to see their hard-working husbands leave this world, as they usually have other lovers to share in their new fortunes. My goodness. Of course, that doesn't always happen, but attitude and intent are very important to understand, and most people are not really that interested, but focus more on laws and regulations or morals and desires. Through this series of experiences and writings, I am giving the public a start to real guidance and their real education. There is a constant symbolism going on all around us, and for the most part, those who have been conditioned with a literal sense only, they usually find most of what they are taking place is to be only a literal sense or a front, as it should, as they are not that interested in seeing beyond the fronts of this world of appearances. Black is usually the symbol of the dark side and can even be a part of the secondary light, which most people see coming from the astral world. Excuse me. The old idea of the light at the end of the tunnel is true because it is the first tunnel into the astral heaven, but not the real light which one is experiencing. It is like a fake Rolex to where it looks exactly. And I think that Rolex is fake because it looks exactly like the original, but it isn't. Do you have something to say?
Rolex?
People usually wear black, you know, to funerals because it symbolizes death and but people are really caught up in this, and it's just a fake emotion or something. You know, it looks like they're really sad, but as just said, as he said, sometimes it is so that they are more than happy to see their hard-working husband leave this world, as they usually have some other lovers to share their newfound fortune with. So attitude and intent are very important to understand, and most people are not really that interested, but focus more on laws, regulations, or morals and desires. What do you think of that? Val or Tim?
Well, I was just listening to a girl on Facebook. She just was interviewed by a TV personality about, she used to be in the Amish community in Pennsylvania. She talked Dutch Pennsylvanian or Dutch German. She left the community at 18. She just said, this is not for me. And she just described the place as just a lot of restrictions. I mean, just like total dress code, chores, different rituals. You know, if you want to go on a date with a boy, there's a certain way to do it, which was really odd, by the way. So she decided to leave and leave the community because of all the restrictions, and that's kind of like she became aware that most people here aren't aware of their restrictions, and they're just fine with them, and they go along with it, with their agreement. So this girl was kind of a risk taker, and it was kind of neat to listen to her story.
Yeah, well, most people are given stories and tales during their life about the afterworlds. But what they are not given is the ability to visit the heavens of man while they're still in their physical state. Most people are seeking personified love, and this comes out in occultism, as a person is seeking for their soulmate. Even though a person is married and even happy or unhappy in their relationship, they will unconsciously seek out another to be satisfied with. And so this desire materializes in a person's dreams as a searching for something while the person is lonely within themselves. Because all of us experience the human consciousness, we must deal with what is taking place here and all the complexity and pieces which are involved to make any situation workable. The basic idea is to mate, but it does not always work out for a lot of people to complete a transaction. Each lifetime they are here. So a carryover from all the assumptions and imaginings of many previous lives is carried to where the individual may have had a relationship, but then here comes a war and a separation of the two involved. And then there is a case of a lonely and lovely couple where the two are physically attracted, and then in future lives their appearance changes, but still the desire is there. So with all this complexity around the humanness of those experiencing this level, there is a lot to deal with. All are searching for one true love. The all is not the gods of man, whom many like to worship alone and their savior. In book two, A Journey on Real Freedom, I share a lot of my experiences going through the various levels and meeting the gods of man. To most, what I am laying out would seem outrageous, but actually it is no different than meeting the President of the United States, as both of these entities are basically the same sinking boat. It's a matter of where one is standing and what experience he has. An example is to many that Donald Trump and Martha Stewart are doing seems to be such a big deal, because for most, this world equates to sex and money. So these two, along with the countless others, seem to be at the top of life. But this is the image one accepts, as they love to project their fronts, because many people will pay them a lot of money. What they have, many may work, for the, and it might work for a short time, but not in the long run, and for anything of a real benefit. I will admit, because of the monetary system that has been created here, having the means to gain a position is important, but not more valuable than one's real awareness. I have always worked with this world, and I am still doing it. But what I am presenting relates to real freedom, and not just getting ahead financially, which will only last momentarily. Another psychological position people have set up for themselves is where they go for the big ideas and let their belief and faith be in the background to take care of itself. As a person relies on others to take care of them with their beliefs, and those who know nothing about the true reality, one is keeping themselves asleep to better possibilities. To reach the ultimate love is to first have real guidance and then learn universal positioning. When Paul Tritschel did his presentation, he referred to the journey as soul travel and stated this phenomenon to be in the lower psychic realms, only because for the most part any movement is an illusion. But as one is in the lower realms within the pieces of life, then moment is and movement is part of the appearance. Because we are in the new nowness of the all is, the term which best describes our journey is universal positioning. This is where we simply decide our destination, our position, and we are already there. It's true that we are, which is here. But it'll take a while to recognize the properly perceived that disposition that we have decided. A person first moves about the physical realm and the astral and mental worlds to get used to what is taking place with themselves, because these are familiar references. This is what the real guides do every night as a person leaves their body and is taught by the real side. The rep systems do not teach anything close to what the real guides provide, because they do not know half of it. Even in the great deceptors of our time tried to accomplish anything real, they would be stopped in their tracks from being able to enter certain areas of other worlds and universes. It would be easier for them to go into the White House and have dinner with the president uninvited. The real guides know the intent of each person accordingly. a person cannot wholly have something real in the true sense until they themselves can align themselves with what the true reality is. The true reality is its own nature. It will not be given to anything that is not in accordance to what it is. This is why such things as belief, faith, hope, and prayer are simply for those who are beginning to understand themselves and cannot be the end result, as to what I am referring to here. Again, the invented belief systems have created ideas for the unaware masses to follow, as they want people who are not as yet able to see beyond their own physical life and senses. The world of today is based upon takeovers and control so much more than it is based upon love and consideration. Love, or what has been defined as love here, is many times used to influence others and to get them to agree to something they many times do not want to agree to. So, it is not true love so much that is seen on this level of apparitions, but more so an emotional conditioning by those who have an illusionary power over others. I'm not referring to that of the love between a man and a woman, but more so the overall situations how they have been created in a worldly sense. The unconscious self is a lonely seeker and needs social contact. Amen. Because its very existence is based upon an activation by the real awareness to be a co-worker in the pursuit of happiness on this level. Unfortunately for all of us, we have been led astray by it our lifetimes, always wanting and searching for the perfect mate or love to satisfy us, while we're trying to make our way with our own personal survival. As I've mentioned, most people do not take the time to get an overall view of the history they have already been through. As General Patton stood on certain battlefields, he knew he had fought this before. All situations, no matter how great or wonderful, vanish right before our eyes because we keep deciding in terms that this is the only reality that there is. And what the rep systems have told us and politically promised. So here comes another decided deformity, and that is because the rep systems have made their political promises for lifetimes to persuade the masses into their way of thinking. It only stands to reason that from all those lifetimes of empty implications that rarely, if ever, are fulfilled, all those individuals hanging on for the longest time and waiting for a satisfaction and remedy never really see it all. Then, what can occur with people is a desire to get even by whatever means they see fit. This is where people become the mob thinkers and storm the authorities thinking that they'll get some form of satisfaction, even if it means destroying themselves over it. It's not really that hard to see how one attitude can last for lifetimes, even hundreds of unconscious rebirths, and still gain nothing from all the hassles. All frustration is from a lack of real love. and will display itself in hundreds of different appearances with a conscious mind and within a person's dream visions. So the idea here is not about having a rebellious attitude, but one of becoming more aware. As I am writing this, I can hear the springtime mockingbird outside squawking away and looking for love. During our first embodiments, we do all sorts of strange things to attract the opposite sex. And so the onward momentum into the seemingly endless future begins. And our satisfaction is rarely successful. First off, one must learn to recognize their own creations and illusions before they can enter reality and experience real love from this level. Okay. Who has any comments? Does anybody out there have any? Okay, do you, come on, you must surely have something to say about that.
Yeah, sure. I was thinking how current Duane's books are, talking about right now, like the President of the United States that is right now, and about how those in control with power and the money and influence other people, how what they're focusing their attention on that seems to be being expressed is not... Oh, what looks like a pure heart that is like the universal position where a person is coming from or aware of, recognizing what it is that allows a person to be in that position. It's like the purity and the sincerity and the humility and the gratitude. And all these experiences that Duane's writing about all the way back to the experiences of the real self as a bird, and these things we call love here in the physical, of sex and family and I guess we have love so many different things in this worldly place, like the cell phones that it seems like all the people are in love with, or masses are walking around with a cell phone attached to them all over the place all the time, whether it's driving their cars or walking down the street or in their houses, or the kids are all it's where the focus is, the intent. What is it that everybody thinks that is so important on this technology stuff, that all of the attention is practically placed on it, whether it's in the form of games or just information, worldly information, and it, what's the real outcome of it? Is man looking for how he can help fellow man get out of these psych realms? It seems like very few are even aware of the real guides at all. The vast majority have no idea that there are real guides, that their consciousness or their awareness at this time is all focused on other things. It's just, I guess it's all part of the process, but it is amazing that the new books are so current and giving the education, the hints, the references about that there's a lot more to life than this worldly stuff. And that we don't have to be controlled by all these authoritarians and governments and reptilians. And anyway, I'm very thankful for the new books.
I think a lot of it, you know, people are just driven near to find love. And at lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, they're always seeking, even though it's power and money and all that, they get distracted. And I think at the very bottom line is fear. When you've got everything, and you know that there's nothing more to get, you're scared. I think the fear comes in. And they want more control. And then they become out of control, really, and look to control others more so and more so and more so. But the bottom line, I think, even when you know that there's something wonderful, to take that step is really a big thing, and I think a lot of people get scared. I really do. But I was reading, rereading The Real Far Country by Rivazar, Paul Twitchell, and young Duane. They certainly use their imagination to overcome this fear. That seems to be the key to this. Imagine, and you know, many, many other paths on all this tell about using your imagination to overcome things and to make your life the way you want it. But Duane really seems to feel that that's the key. If we can just overcome things with our mind, our imagination. Imagine that you're in a wonderful place, and just keep that as kind of the thing that you want. Your desires are already here. We just have to believe it, that we are really that perfect person. That's the way it's set up. You are perfect to begin with. You're something really wonderful. And you just have to realize that. But facing that reality is sometimes a real fear, because then you have to give up your lifestyle, you know, maybe your love, your children. They don't realize that you don't have to do all that to give up anything. What really happens is even more beautiful. And you can include all those things that you're wanting and desiring. It becomes more real than what happens. By using your imagination, you get through all this. Anyway, maybe somebody could enlighten, say a few words about that.
Earlier, Riley, you read that it's thinking from the end, or seeing it from the end, that it
is. Yes.
So.
That you already are that.
Yeah. and then you work it so that it becomes so. I mean, it takes a little activity and doing this. It just doesn't happen. It's a miracle. You have to do something with it. And it takes patience and it takes time, but it's already there. And if you see that, it makes things a little bit more,
And then comes the personal fear. It says, oh, no, I can't. I'm not that. Face yourself.
Right. Yeah, you get it. It's the dinghy, facing ourselves. Not only that, but just getting through ourselves in a way that makes sense, because it's a tricky operation. It's like surgery in a way. And on a subtle level, it's we have all these hidden things within us that we don't see. So it's just the guidance is absolutely necessary. Absolutely necessary.
Absolutely.
There's no way a person can get through this without the guidance, because it's everything. The reality of life is unknown and unseen. So how is your imagination gonna come upon this? Anything you can consider, any ideas, anybody tells you, any spiritual path, they don't come close to this. So you absolutely need guidance from somebody who's been through it. And so people may ask, what's in it for me, or what's the benefit? Well, as the real guides see them, and as we share this and contribute something that we can, it's that awareness that is the benefit. When somebody else becomes more aware, we become more aware. And that's how I see the guides too. It's like they're presenting this to us, and as we become more aware, they become more aware, and that's the benefit. I mean, awareness is everything. It supersedes everything. So that's the treasure here. Contributing something and for somebody else to wake up. And when they wake up, the whole of life wakes up, including you into a bigger position, a greater expansive position. And it's just the way it operates is so cool. It's nothing like we've been taught. And it's, again, that's why you absolutely need a guide, because this stuff is unknown to the personal self, and it's invisible, and it doesn't exist for the personal self. So how can you figure it out yourself? And I'm not saying that, you don't, you use everything you've got, your creativity, your, whatever, your imagination, your intuitiveness, but that's your part. But the guides, in a sense, open up these doors for you and give you the opportunity to step in. And like Lila says, you got to get rid of the fear, take the risk, and then everything is okay. And everything is okay. It's just a matter of seeing it that way too. So it's always, and I hear Dwayne saying this all the time too, that it's very, very interesting the way it works. It's just, it's nothing like we've been taught. The way the isness works and operates, and the procedure of waking up, it's so unique and different. It's a treasure, and he's constantly amazed too about how it works. It's just amazing how life opens up new, say, realities to you. The awareness, how it comes in, it's just incredible how it works. So we're lucky to be here. Yeah.
Yes, the personal self, the conscience, which we have created along with the subconscious and the center, can cause all sorts of situations, as they are at the mercy of all dreams and fantasies the unaware individual creates for himself. Today, there are more people who are looking to the professionals of psychology and sociology to remedy what most people are going through. These institutions of mental conditioning and observance always find the defects and give them as cause. An example can be the temper and frustration in some which is aroused more easily than others. It's often something and may not even have anything to do with the present situation. But the ease in which a person can go to their immature emotions has already been established within them. So they may use the same reaction to many of their daily experiences. Thus a person becomes labeled in a certain way, and for the most part continues on until death, and so it becomes another dead life for them to stay unaware of who they really are. For the most part, society will follow itself to the grave and simply go along with where they are directed to do by others who are also lost with their lives. For the most part, all those who are looked to with authoritative positions are just as lost as those who look to themselves, if not more so. Until a person understands their multidimensionalness, they are always the effect of what they have agreed to from this dimension of personal place in life. Temper, which is anger and hostility, along with a few other attributes, becomes the unpredictable taskmaster as one becomes a slave to the desire of their temper to get what they want and to get their way. This is the individual out of control, while at the same time they think they can have the control they want by demanding it with their emotions. Young children and teenagers, and some into their adulthood, continue to use their emotions to try and control the situations that show up in their life. Parents become the most burdened by all they have given and done for their child, which is basically conditioning, and condition them into giving their children what they want. In our modern society, so many are overdone with the gifts their parents have provided, and yet the offspring still has their hand out. But ask them to take out the trash, and it becomes like trying to pass a bill in Congress. Good luck. In the so-called third world countries, the more primitive people raise their children to take part in the family's more natural style and be productive and creative of the survival of all. They teach their children to be independent and to do for themselves, as opposed to the American way of life, where people mainly raise their children to become dependent upon them, which soon creates a range of situations for all concerned. It amazes me when a person can make it through all one has to go through to finally be their own person in this society. The use of the emotions in a negative fashion becomes a stumbling block and never an asset. And to the user, it would seem as though people really pay attention when someone is screaming about something. But soon others will just walk away from the individual. Things such as anger, lust, attachment, obsessiveness, greed, laziness, procrastination, smoking, discordant music, drinking, and drugs, as an example, are the decadence of the dark forces, which are ruled by the Kalom god and his mistress, the influence, and keep people in the same old routines of birth and death. The earth is a big melting pot for all sorts of strange ingredients, which continue to come out in a particular way and seem to fascinate the onlooking public. The new trends, which constantly appear, affect a lot of people who want to belong to something instead of discovering their own special uniqueness, which soon becomes the downfall of society, as they have in the past and history has proven. Whatever each person does with their life is their choice. But there are better options when a person is ready to explore reality itself. Those who use the temple to create fear and control are out of their own rage and range of reason and sensibility. And as time moves them into the old age, they become the fossilized creatures of the lower astral realms. The passions of the mind are the influence of the dark forces and have been established since the first man set foot upon the earth. The interesting story, the belief systems made up about the ideas of Adam and Eve, whether true or not, matters little. But the idea is the same, especially with civilized man and what most people are always after. The church is only interested in control and will go to any measure to have it over others. So, the church, the ruling class, or the rep system, which is the Vatican, knowing the lustful and desirable nature of most humans, use the desire of the unconscious mind against their followers as a ploy to keep them subservient and worrying about their afterlife. The rep systems know all people have longings and desires, and so they create rules and commandments about what a person can do and cannot do if they want to enter the two heavens of man, which creates a form of suppression. And then they simply enforce their doctrine by intimidating people into their way of thinking. In the darkened past of the church, like they did to Jesus, they simply used force, such as the military or political systems, to get their way. The rep systems will not be outdone by any means. They will fight to the death to uphold what their egos have claimed to be theirs, as all of what they own is from the labor and lives of others. The real guides have no such rules or regulations and only provide an avenue of real truth and real freedom for those who will listen and pay attention. The old and ancient priests devised their doctrines to control the minds of the humans and did away with all the opposition through the force of power and destruction. It has always been the strong over the weak, and so most will bow to the fear that has always been created for hundreds of lifetimes. Most people were the slaves of others in past lives, so it only stands to reason as they enter this life, they still carry many of the traits of anguish and oppression, along with a host of other symptoms that show up as they encounter their daily stress and drama here. It takes a real, genuine commitment to discover what a person is having to deal with and all the different parts of themselves. And so, I offer true completeness. This course of true completeness for those wanting to have real guidance and to be taught by the best. And I think that just about ends it for this evening. Tim, do you have anything to say about this?
Sure. It's pretty obvious that the world is just full of the unawareness about what life's all about at this point and how important this new presentation is to the people of the earth. And then there's going to be all kinds of resistance because the Kalam and the dark forces are going to do everything they can to prevent it from being known, if they can. It's just amazing that this real guidance is being offered, and it seems like only so few right now that are really trying to pay attention, to listen. And it makes you wonder what it is really going to take to change the way people think and act and live.
Right.
That we see everybody, this temper stuff and this violence stuff, like the wars and the things. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they seem to want the drama, you know, the sensation, the drama. But they'll believe that anything real, they just look at you strangely.
So many still think that. There's only this life, that there's nothing more. All that
That's
religion,
true.
Even say you be in, whether they're trying to convince people or to believe that, you're going to be stuck in the ground and then the Savior's going to come and you're going to pop up out of the ground and go to heaven forever. If you obeyed their rules and regulations and went to their confessions and asked for your forgiveness and all these things that these reptilians have conditioned the humans to think is truth. And it's getting to the point where it seems like a lot of people are becoming aware that these religions are very corrupt. That here you see the effects showing up of the ones that are involved in these religions, these popes and cardinals and bishops and all these people are being exposed for being not what what they pretend to be. They run around wearing all their rich robes and crowns, and they have so much material wealth, and that people continue to tithe because they made that rule too. That is part of what a person should do. They've got people convinced that, oh yeah, I have to do that, and then they seem to not be sharing it with those in need on earth. It's just like they take so much that there isn't plenty for all when there should be. But this is all part of, I guess, the like the sun rising. I don't think that they're going to be able to stop it from the looks of the new presentation being offered and beginning to be exposed.
Now, it seems to me, too, that people are afraid. The fear, even the most famous, and you've got your life just the way you want it to be, you know, and the power and all that, if they're confronted by God, you know, and they're afraid. They're just darned afraid to look at themselves and look at where they really are. What have they created? They don't want to look at that. They just want to see what's happening now and heaven. No one ever tells them, or we don't know what is heaven. You just kind of dance around up there. That's what most people think. And you meet your families, and everybody's happy, and you know, there's nothing more than just la 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 la. You dance, and that's heaven. And maybe that's what they want. Anyway.
That's why it seems, that a person does have to be brave and bold to explore beyond what they've been conditioned to believe by this religious and education and political powers that be on earth. When a person gets to that point,
it's just the fear, I think. It just seems to me that fear is the basic. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. But
that's why it's so important to have the connection with the real guides. For the guidance
and
the protection that's offered.
They don't believe that. Yeah, people.
Well, at first, because remember how truth begins with denial, and then it's met with violent opposition, and finally it's just plain accepted as that's real.
You gotta go along with the good old boys, you know, and everybody loves everybody, and you don't have to worry about anything. And that seems to be what's predominant here. And the drama, the murders, you turn on the TV, it's murders. That seems to be, they seem to be increasing. Just the TV is playing us up, you know? And
sure.
Mystery is who killed who, you know? That seems to be what people want right now, is another thrill.
But all this deception is starting to show up with the poison in the air and the poison in the water and the poison in the food. And people are going to start becoming aware that it isn't a la-la land, that any time they could not be in the physical body anymore, because those that are the powers that be on earth can destroy them at any time. We have the atomic power now on Earth, too, and it's almost in the hands of what we'd call maniacs, power crazy, and if they don't get their way, they could just push the button, and who cares? It's that anger stuff that you were just reading about, their tempers, and almost, who knows if they're on drugs, leaders of the world, too. What kind of things that are affecting them? So that's why it's so important.
I'm finding, though, that there are just little, some people are waking up a little bit. You know, they're planting gardens, and they're looking at things that are you know, that they're starting to question a little bit about the environment and what's happening to the species that are being eliminated. Some people are aware of this, and it's slowly, I think, just kind of growing, that they start to question a little bit. But for the most part, they're not. So I think that what Duane has in mind, you know, this expansion of, if people can see it, and I think they will eventually, when the vessels, all these big, wonderful plans that are planned here by the new presentation come into view, I think people will readily give up and won't be so afraid anymore. Anyway.
So,
okay, in final words, what do you say about Dean, though?
Well, from time to time, the real guide presents something, drops something onto us. And these religions and spiritual paths, I mean, there is some truth to them, but it just, they take a little bit of truth and then they distort it and manipulate it and use it for their own control. The perfect example is the path of Ekankar, where Paul came and dropped a lot of golden nuggets there of wisdom for us to utilize. And then when he left, though, it was taken over by those that didn't have a good intent. Basically, they're using it for their own benefit. So that's what happens with these little drops of wisdom that they bring, the real guys. But now, see, the opportunity now is that Duane is here and he's alive, so he can update his presentation, and those who try to steer it a certain way or take from it or try to manipulate it in certain ways, well, he can just update it. He can just, because it's not stagnant. It's not like a doctrine where it's just solid and this is it. It's always new. So he's here and he can always update the presentation. So the people that are trying to distort it really can't do anything about it. Well, yes, they can call it a cult or call it this or that, you know, blasphemy or whatever they do, but you know, you can try it for yourself, singing the new you, and so it's always something that's always becoming more expansive, you could say. And for example, Duane started with the is, I think it was his IS, and then he added another S, and he added another S because people were using it. You know, ISIS, for example. ISIS was created about that same time where he brought in the is, and this is the dark forces trying to, you know, kind of get in to the same kind of arena, their, you know, their own agenda. So they created ISIS. Well, Dwayne went to ISSS finally, three S's. So they're not going to be copying that. More likely, they're not going to be copying that because he's purposely creating new vocabulary, new words, because they point to this reality. The old words don't point to the reality that is, this isness that we talk about. So his new vocabulary is purposely created so it's unique and it points to what he's presenting. And when people try to copy it, it just doesn't work. You know, they're going to look ridiculous. So in a way, he's got he's got a handle on it, and it's always being updated, which is really the way life works too. So we're in a good position here. Just anybody who's listening, keep up. If you haven't already, sing the new you. We'll do it here at the end. We'll give you an example.
Good night, everyone. Watch your dreams.
You. Good night. See ya.
Okay.
Good night.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you, Kim.
Good night. Happy dreams.
Okay.
Yes, you bet.